This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The executive director of the World Health Organization Emergencies Program said Thursday that China had reported 1,820 laboratory-confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in the past 24 hours. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Michael Ryan said that most of the cases relate to a period going back over days and weeks and retrospectively reported cases, sometimes going back to the beginning of the outbreak.
We need to be very careful when interpreting any extremes, be it in incubation periods, be it in daily numbers. We must take all numbers into account. We must look at all numbers seriously, but we'd also must try and interpret what those numbers mean and not react directly to the number itself.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. He said getting clinical trials of drugs and vaccines underway as quickly as possible is of great urgency. He also confirmed two deaths outside of China, one in the Philippines and one in Japan. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said Thursday the United States and the Taliban have negotiated a proposal for a seven-day reduction in violence. Speaking at a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Esper said he had had a series of productive meetings with allies about the proposals and the way forward. He warned, however, the agreement could change if conditions change.
It is our view that 7 days for now is sufficient, but in all things, our approach to this process will be conditions-based.
On Wednesday, the Taliban had issued an ultimatum to Washington after weeks of talks with a U.S. envoy demanding a reply to their offer of a seven-day reduction of violence or saying they would walk away from the negotiating table. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader